All right, guys, this is Mike coming at you from Only Option Outdoors. As always, we're brought to you by Deer Crossing Archery and Optics 300 Lenses. We just launched our first episode of Season 1 of Only Option Outdoors TV the other day. It's getting a pretty good response, so I figured I'd follow up and make a podcast so you guys can listen to my incoherent ramblings of a madman. Well, if you were able to catch the episode, basically, I wanted to break down a couple of things from it. Because this was my 60th birthday present to my dad. He's always wanted to go out west and hunt. So I went out a couple years back and kind of talked to my buddies, Mitch and Owen. And Owen, wanted a quick little shout out to Owen. Owen Wilson, he did a wonderful job behind the camera for the first time. And most of that footage is him, and he did a really good job. But talked to those boys, and we ended up being able to secure a place to hunt and just, you know, chase some muley does around for a while. And I basically brought my bow out just in case something were to happen, but I was mainly trying to get Mark, my dad, into position to be able to just, you know, sling an arrow at something. And we were able to get him into position, but unfortunately he just couldn't connect. But very thankful it was a good clean miss. But Mitch actually, he was actually able to connect. And what happened is something that no one ever, a lot of people have gone through and no one ever wants to. He had a doe pop up and it was quartering away and he shot a hair high just behind the shoulder blade. And we tracked her well into the night. But unfortunately, it was no man's land, and we probably tracked her for at least a mile, and blood was never good, but it was constant. And we tracked her for a very long time, and unfortunately, we kind of had to give her up. And then the next day, Dad and I went out and started hunting again, and Mitch and Owen kept going and tracking, and they said they probably tracked it for another half a mile after that, and just on another piece of property that we didn't have access to. And at that point, it kind of is what it is. We gave her the effort, but I felt really bad because, you know, we've all been there, and it's not when you hit no man's land, it's typically a good shot, but you know, it's a tick high and it is what it is, part of hunting. We were able to get out the night before of opener. And that's where we set up my blind right around, on a basically a little river that connects into a big reservoir there on the property we were hunting. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to get this on camera, but a doe actually came up across on the ridge line that I was facing. And I hopped out of the blind after she went over another ridge, and I just about closed the deal, but I had to run up. I had to close about 300 yards of distance in about 2 minutes. And a lot of that was uphill on sharp rocks. And I got there. I closed the distance, but I made a crap load of noise getting up there. But yeah, that was pretty much it. And as you see in the video, Mark was able to get a shot on a doe, but you know, can't win them all. And it was a fairly long poke. And unfortunately, we had to come home with empty freezer. So, but again, it is what it is. It's part of the game. And I've been sitting here playing the Minnesota game of trying to bow hunt during the rut during firearm season. That's always not a fun experience. But yeah, we've been a little bit more about me is I'm primarily a bow hunter and a duck hunter as well. But I also am big into target archery. And about a year ago, I signed on to Deer Crossing Archery, and I've been fairly impressed in the products that I've gotten from them, and they're flying very, very well. And I'm comfortable out to about 100 yards with my target set up with these. What I'm shooting right now is they're for 3D. I'm shooting the Deer Crossing Target Series, and they're a 23-inch diameter arrow. They fly phenomenally, and I use a 4-flex, so really good tight spirals out to about 100 yards as I'm confident shooting. And then for the shooting paper indoors, I'm shooting the full calibers from Deer Crossing as well. And they're absolutely fantastic arrows. I'm putting up some pretty good scores here during the you know, the Rona outbreak. So I'm kind of, in my mind, I'm in Vegas, but in reality, I'm in my basement. So, yeah, again, said it before, it is what it is. We're all kind of trying to keep from going crazy here in the winter, which I'm sure it's probably not going to get better. It's probably going to get worse. But that was just a little intro I wanted to give. Went out duck hunting this morning and just sat by a river and didn't see anything. So came home and wanted to give a little context, a little podcast. Let me know any feedback. Love to hear it. Thanks, guys. Again, Mike with Only Option Outdoors. Thanks. Bye.